13 confirmed coronavirus cases in the country. Six more people tested positive today. And Gauteng itself has confirmed 4 new cases of that group. They include people who travelled overseas recently. Gauteng Health MEC Bandile Mazuku has an update for us this afternoon. Dr. Mazuku, good afternoon. Good to have you with us. What do we know about the condition of those Gauteng patients who've just been diagnosed?
And good afternoon, and thanks for having us on your show and to your listeners. We'd like to confirm that all in all, we've got 5. Remember that we had one case that we had charged home yesterday.
All right.
The new cases are 4.
Okay.
And the 4 of them, they are currently admitted in private hospitals across Gauteng. We are working out a means on how we can be able to coordinate their treatment with the NICT and our infectious team. And we can only confirm that we've got 2 that are almost moderately to severe critical, but the other one is a 57-year-old man, a gentleman who has got renal disease.
So, MEC, let me just clarify that with you. I've heard you say we've got the 57-year-old gentleman. Is he presenting with other underlying symptoms or diseases that you're concerned about?
Yes, remember that one of the things that we have observed with the virus is that it also becomes so much severe when an individual has got a comorbid disease, like an underlying disease.
Right.
And this older gentleman has got a renal disease, which is underlying, and now the symptoms are a bit severe for him.
Right. So what kind of care, specific care, would he be given, Dr. Mazuku?
The one thing that we've been saying is that the treatment usually is a supportive treatment, meaning that we make sure that the lungs, which are the major organ for us to be able to inhale and take on oxygen, usually that's where we concentrate on in terms of treatment to support the lungs and make sure that they're able to breathe and maintain good oxygen saturation in their lungs for the functioning of the brain and for the kidneys.
So what do you do in that case, Dr. Mazuku? Do you put the patient on a ventilator? Are you giving steroid-based treatment?
Yeah, it depends on the severity, particularly in terms of shortness of breath. But when the sets are not okay and they can't maintain the saturation on room air, then it's when we then take them and put them on a vent to mechanically ventilate them and assist with oxygen saturation.
Is the 57-year-old at that stage yet, or is he responding to other treatments you've given him?
He's still responding on other treatment, but he is having severe actual symptoms, but he has not been mechanically ventilated at the moment.
All right. So can you give me an idea of where these individuals who've just been confirmed to have been infected have travelled? Which hospitals they traveled from.
Through Germany, France, Italy and Austria.
All right. When did they return?
The older gentleman returned on the 9th. The others have returned around the 5th and the 4th of March.
All right. So that's fairly recent. I take it that the tracer team is working really hard to engage anyone they've been in contact with.
Yes, since we have been, we've put up a very big number of tracers around, utilizing those that we had in the system, the paramedics who help us with the tracing for TB patients. But we also have been training almost 130 tracers to help us to quickly make contact with those who have been exposed to the individuals who have tested positive.
Right. So give me a sense of this. Are all these individuals, have they all been hospitalized in the same hospital, or are they spread over different hospitals in the province?
Yeah, they are not in the same hospital. Mm-hmm. That's why we want to put them into one. So we are in discussion with the NICD team and the infectious experts on how we can put them into one facility so that it makes it easier for treatment and makes it easier for us to have a common and approach to their management.
Are any of the patients being treated in private hospitals?
Yes, they are. All the 4 that are new, they are all in private hospital.
All right. So is it your plan to move them all to a public hospital that has been set up for the purpose of treating coronavirus?
Yes, that's the plan, and because we also have got designated experts and specialists who have been doing quite a lot of protocol and SOP development.
All right. Tell me, how prepared are our provinces, hospitals in this province rather, to deal with this increasing number of cases, and as you've just told us, some of the more serious cases that appear to be surfacing here in Gauteng?
You know, we do have facilities that are ready. We have a bigger ward, disaster ward, that we've been preparing in Charlotte Matleke. Mm-hmm. And we've got some ward for a short stay period, which is also aimed at isolation. So we have prepared enough. Hopefully that the numbers won't get to a point where it becomes a problem. But we're also now thinking about those plans on how, when we get to a point where we have to increase our capacity.
MEC, I imagine it must be quite difficult now that these four patients have been diagnosed to actually move them from one location to another, given all the people they could potentially come into contact with along the way. How difficult is that exercise?
Yes, that's the logistics that we're trying to finalize and to make sure that we're able to do it without putting anyone into danger or exposure itself. But the thing is that when we finalize the logistics and everything, we will take necessary precautions. We've already done trial runs on our EMS system on how these patients would be done. But we are just in discussion currently with the whole technical team.
Is it really necessary to move them if there is an unnecessary risk involved?
Not necessarily. It's not very necessary, but it's just the issue of how we're going to coordinate the whole management of their treatment, and it almost becomes easier for us to have one team that has developed some element of knowledge and experience with the patient that we had in Charlotte Matleke. But I think as soon as the whole team that are involved in the infectious team take a decision, because it's the decision that they should make and it's a call that they should make. And that's one thing that we are emphasizing in this point, that as politicians, we are only here to provide enabling situation for the clinicians to make proper decisions.
And should you move them, will they be quarantined all in one ward, or are they quarantined separately, MEC?
Usually it depends on their state. You know, the ones that require a vent, they will go to a place which is almost like ICU type.
Right.
And they will be quarantined in that area, and those others can be quarantined in one place, depending on their symptoms.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Dr. Bandile Masuku. He's the Gauteng Health MEC.